13.
Item number 13, from the Director, Community Business Development Partners, submitting monthly informational reports providing an update on departmental waivers. This item will also be considered by the Committee on Economic and Community Development. It is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Actually, Mr. North, this would be the last time you would do two reports. So the committee should have a good concept of both of the reports. You're going to do change it to your new report starting in September.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and supervisors. I have two formats for you, the current format and the new format. And I will begin with the current format that you've been used to seeing for a period of time. May activity shows the total contracts for that period about $8.2 million. Of that, $4.2 million was without DBE participation, resulting into 51.5% of the contracts without DBE participation. And I turn your attention to the table, and there's an indication of why the percentages are high of this for this period. The lion's share, as you will see almost towards the bottom of the table, are associated with grants, nearly $1.8 million worth of grants. And you see before you where those were contracted with and which department as a result of that. I'd just like to also say that what we have been doing for every one of these waivers is that we've been looking at them very closely to make a determination whether or not they are in line for a waiver, and also looking for future opportunities as well. I will also say that we've been working very successfully with other departments. They've been engaging us early in the process, and in many cases we have found where initially they were thinking about waiving, asking for a waiver request, we were able to get participation. And then the other thing, for example, looking towards the future of opportunities, the first one you see there is with Johnson Controls. And we think there may be some opportunity in the future to involve participation, and we're going to be working closely with the department regarding contracts of that sort. I also like to draw your attention to the contract with Gonzalez Segal Legal Services for an amount of $24,000. They are a graduate from the DBE program, although they're still a minority firm. They're a graduate of the DBE program. So that's what you have in terms of the current format in terms of waiver reports, about 51.5%. Now I'll draw your attention to the proposed new format, which will be the format going forward, I believe. Again, contracting dollars for the month of May, about $8.2 million. Again, contracts without DB participation of 4.2, accounting for resulting in 51.5% without participation. Under the new format, we have contracts without DBE participation into the waiver calculation, almost $1.3 million of contracts without participation, resulting in 15.64%. of those contracts without participation. Again, the table shows where those contracts were moved over to the exempt column, and I draw your attention to the dashboard in the back that we see that in the pie chart where majority of those waivers took place, and you can see it's the combination with court related, about 47%. And alternative incarcerations are 46%. The remaining 7% is spread across the other departments. I'd be happy to entertain any questions that you may have or comments.
Any questions from the committee? Supervisor Washington.
Thank you. I'd like to make a motion to receive and place on file.
We have a motion to receive and place on file. Mr. Norris, I would like you to pay attention to item number 8 on the airport. When there was zero DB participation and waiver, there should be some opportunities when they might not be a software that we can get some participation in there. Madam Clerk, we have a motion to receive placed on file. There's no more comments or questions. Please call the roll.
Supervisors Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend that item number 13 be received and placed on file prevails.
All righty.